I am definite and positive.
I am constructive and productive.
I am dynamic, creative, and alive.
I am loving, beloved, and thankful.
Therefore, I will always have wonderful results,
beautiful experiences,
excitement, and happiness.
And happiness.
You don't know. Oh, just how good God meant to me.
We knew her as the Queen. She was Detroit royalty. Larger than life, unforgettable. A legend in her own time. The Queen traveled over the airwaves, all along the way, touching thousands of souls she never saw, giving people something they can't shake loose. Her voice, said one writer, took you by the hand and pulled you out of your bed of despair.
And don't just say money, say big money.
Not many African-American women were allowed on the air in 1954, but the girl they call Princess Premium Self wasn't just any woman.
Easy, does it? Let's not rush it. This is premium stuff.
Too hot to handle, too dynamic to be ignored, she ascended to her radio throne and became Martha Jean the Queen. In the mid-60s at WJLB, she was the reigning queen of Detroit. Some say they still remember that February day in 72 when the Holy Spirit got a hold of the Queen and never let go.
Looking back over my life.
10 years later, no longer considered hip enough for the new radio, the Queen and others of like-minded conviction bought the station she would eventually own and manage. And 1400 AM became WQBH. Welcome the Queen back home. Her pioneering work earned her a berth in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. For nearly 5 decades, at 4 radio stations, she talked to her people, the working man, the single mother, the lonely, and the troubled at heart.
All of you who earn your bread by the sweat of your brow, I want to let you know today that you are somebody. You are responsible for the wheels of this world going around. And don't you ever forget.
Always outspoken, frequently controversial, Queen said what she thought and stood up for what she believed.
Welcome to Buzz the Fuzz. And here's a Buzz the Fuzz gang. Bob Marquand of the Chamber, Finn Lutke of the Chamber, and also the originator of Buzz the Fuzz, Sergeant Fred Williams, Inspector Richard Boutin, and of course, Commissioner John Nichols. How do you feel tonight, Commissioner?
Real good, Martha. You know, I was just thinking, we've had this program on the air for about 2 years now, and Detroit's still the only city with anything like it.
We're really glad about that, too.
She was criticized by some for her investment in the MGM Grand Casino, which she believed would be an economic boost and a positive enhancement to the city. It didn't matter if you were black or white, poor or powerful, blue collar or blue blood. In the Queen's eyes and heart, you were her people.
And I don't call myself such a great speaker. I just talk. Sometimes I hit, and sometimes I miss. You know what I'm saying? And either way it goes, I still call myself the Queen.
Right. 1930, Memphis, Tennessee. Martha Jean Jones arrived without a big fanfare. But then she wasn't the Queen yet. Got her first royal recognition as the homecoming queen and met her first real love, Luther Steinberg, a jazz musician and composer. Change did not scare her. 3 kids, a divorce, and a decade passed. Martha Jean packed it all up and took her common sense to Detroit. A professional model, she understood high fashion and the impact of personal appearance, and she made it her business to always be and look sharp as a tack.
Some people get so holy and get so entombed that they can't be good looking and sharp. I don't ever want to get that holy.
Queen belonged to everyone, but she saved a special place for her three daughters and three granddaughters.
My Lord said, if I could only believe,
I believe I can fly.
God bless you, I love you. The Queen's ministry was all about love. She gave us inspiration time. The Queen's community workers started the Order of the Fisherman Ministry and built the Home of Love. The Queen married, buried, harmonized, and baptized.
Hallelujah!
She was a peculiar person from a royal priesthood, a Holy Spirit refined in her spirit and in her mind, who offered hope, belief, advice, encouragement, and most of all, love. The Queen won't ever leave us. Want to hear her? Her confident, caring voice still reverberates over the airwaves on Jesus' pulpit. You want to see her? She's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C., and the Gospel Music Hall of Fame and Museum in Detroit. She is love. She is pride. She's everything that makes you smile, everything that's good. God bless you, Queen. We love you.
I believe I can trust the sky.